Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The exit of 2014 and the beginning of new hopes, new beginnings are a wonderful thing. So as we broadcast live tomorrow, Thursday, on Friday, when we come on the air, Jennifer, it'll be a whole new deal, a whole new ball game. Everything will change.
So can we say the cheesy, I'll see you next year?
You know what is so
funny, though?
I went into the barber shop to get a haircut the other day, and the guy
says,
see
you next year.
I'll see you next year. Ken Kessler.
Jennifer, oh, it's fun. Come on.
Doug Steffen. No, it's not as
it
silly.
Is.
It's dumb. Okay, so the situation with bad weather, situation with air traffic control, too many planes in the same area. It's hard to pin this on anybody unless you want to pin it on the manufacturer of cheap crap airplanes, because that's probably when it gets down to brass tacks. What actually happened here is more unfolds with the plane that disappeared, bodies being found in the water. There is a monsoon in the area. The weather was horrible. The plane was too low. It couldn't move up because there were six other planes that were too close to it at that time. So it stayed there and broke apart. That's pretty much the bottom line. They're going to find sooner or later. They'll find that whether they get the black box or not remains to be seen. When you get into rough weather like this and you are flying these, even though they're new planes, they're pieces of crap. As I've said many, many times, you can buy three Airbus 320s for the cost of two Boeing 737s. That's got to tell you something. Even if they're nice, the seats are comfortable.
Yeah, they look nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they look nice, but they can't handle this, as has been shown time after time after time. There are, you can pull up four incidents like that where Airbuses that were new or relatively new came apart in stress situations. And this was a stressful situation. Is it air traffic control's fault because there were too many planes and they couldn't move the plane up? I mean, I don't see how you can really chisel that apart. Is it, you know, when you make the flight plan, do you know exactly what you're going to get into? Well, the weather changes. It seems to me if they had any common sense, they would have figured a way around it, because you can do that if you're really looking for a way to avoid. You know, they're trying to save as much money and go the most direct route because uses less fuel. Hello, in this circumstance, it's going to be a lot more expensive to pay the insurance claims for the 162 dead people plus replace the plane than it would have been to fly around. Common sense again? Yeah. Well, anyway, I don't know. I'm not.
That's why I never complain too much about flight delays.
No, that doesn't move.
You know, you tell me if I have to wait because it's safer for me. All right.
Now, the other factor here is this is an area of the world that is rapidly growing. This circumstance is it's a recipe for, well, the Chinese, same thing. These new markets, mostly in Asia, and need for planes. 28 new planes a week roll off the assembly lines at Boeing, Airbus, Bombardier, and Embraer. This is the fastest production rate in the history of commercial aviation. 28 new planes a week. And most of the aircraft are going to Asia, with the exception of Boeing. Well, I think Boeing is in there. I'm talking about how many different countries versus our country. Airbus and the Embraer and Bombardier planes are under 100 passenger planes. The rapid growth of these airlines and the lack of finite details that go with them, in other words, setting up an air traffic control system, having the kind of technology that is, although, how many times have you heard people complain about our air traffic control system here in America? It's like 10 years behind the times.
Right.
We still are sending planes into areas where if we had, here's the military again, fighting with commercial aviation. Military airspace is usually to what amounts to the east of or the right of where the main control lane would be. For example, let's take Florida to New York City or the Northeast, right? You'd think that we would want to go up over the ocean because it's a straighter line. Nope. We follow the land masses. We follow where the airports are, where air traffic control centers are. So instead of going out over the ocean, which is where the Air Force traffic goes, no, we're not allowed to do that in a commercial airliner. We have to go from Miami to Jacksonville to Charlotte to Raleigh to Washington to Philadelphia to New York and then inland over across to Boston. 400 extra miles because the military wants to control the air traffic over the water. So we don't fly over the water. Ever stop to think about why that is? And it's true, by the way, all across the country. Right? It's the amount of influence the military has over our daily lives is extraordinary. Think about it. The way that and I was making this point, Kenny, I don't know if you think I made my point or not, but I'll make it for Jennifer and everybody else who's newly listening to the program. I was talking about last year, looking ahead, hopefully there's going to be a new philosophy this year, although, you know, who knows if that's going to be possible. The amount of money that we committed to armaments, the amount of money that we spend and have spent to the tune of trillions and in the last 10, 12 years in Iraq and Afghanistan, trillions of dollars and tens of thousands of American lives. And yet we can't handle, we can't take care of the people who have put on a uniform and been in service to our country. They've done what we asked them to do. Whether it made any sense or not, that's an argument not for the people who put the uniform on, but for the people like us that allow this to happen in the first place. So here we have these people are getting screwed by the VA in every way, shape, or form, screwed by society in many ways. But when's the last time you heard a complaint issued to the government that they didn't pay a bill to a military-industrial complex that's building bombs, building MRAPs, building ships? You think those people don't get paid?
Of course they get paid. I think they get paid.
Of course they get paid. So if that's the case, and they're so important, what do people who put the uniform on think about their importance? Because they don't get taken care of after they suffer any number of maladies in the theater of war. And we let people die because we're incompetent or we don't care or maybe a combination of all kinds of things. But yet the people who make all of the stuff that kills these people, they're getting paid. I think that's something to think about, don't you? I think about it. And I don't like it.
You follow money, you learn a lot.
Yeah. All right, anyway, with the focus on Air Asia and the plane and what's happened, in a moment, we'll have John Tourette, who's a reporter in Washington. He's been covering international news for Al Jazeera. We'll talk about the search and what the latest is that has been found by the Indonesian Air Force next here on Good Day.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 56 and home loss number 3030.
Hey, Doug Stafford. Morning Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and I have John Tourette with us, who is a correspondent for Al Jazeera. Covering a lot of stories like these search and rescue operations. John, welcome to Good Day. What do you sense from information that you're getting about the bodies being found and pieces of the plane? Doesn't look like there's any doubt this is where the plane went down, right?
No, Doug, good morning. I mean, they said from the get-go, the Indonesian authorities were pretty certain that this plane was on the bottom of the sea. And now, 48 hours or so after it went missing, we have what appears to be the evidence. They are finding life jackets. They found an emergency door, which they think comes from Flight 8501. And most crucially, it's gone down where they thought it had gone down, in fairly shallow water in the Java Sea. And they're reporting being able to see a shadow, which looks like the fuselage of an aircraft. So it would kind of imply that the plane went in reasonably intact. However, we're getting reports of, and I'm looking at various agencies here, some with 6, 7, maybe as many as 40 bodies are being recovered now. And the USS Samson, which is part of the 7th Fleet, which is based in Guam and in Japan, it's an Early Burke class destroyer that's been deployed to the area, originally to help with the search and rescue operation, and now to pick up debris and bodies, unfortunately. So it's very, very grim. And the news we're getting from Indonesia and from Singapore, but particularly from Indonesia, Surabaya, where the plane took off from early Sunday morning, is that the relatives who've been waiting for news are now so devastated by this that they're collapsing in the airport and having to be taken off by stretcher. So it's all very, very sad indeed. Unfortunately, people waking up this Tuesday morning to very grim news again involving an Asian airline.
Well, the Asian airline, the growth of air traffic in this area, I was just talking, I don't know if you heard me before you went on, discussing how many planes, there are 28 planes manufactured and sent off every week by the four major manufacturers of airplanes in the world, and they're mostly going to Asia. Go ahead.
What you say is absolutely right. I mean, the whole Asian aviation industry is still massively expanding, whereas ours here at home in the United States, of course, is a legacy industry now, and it's indeed consolidating. We've seen lots of major airlines coming together in the last couple of years in order to trim costs, and that's also true to a certain extent in Europe, where the industry is a legacy industry. But in Asia, no, it's still expanding, right? And it's been going on for the best part of the last 20 years. And there are several issues with this. One is that the industry is expanding. Two is that there's a long way to go in Asia before they reach anything like capacity in terms of the number of airliners and airlines that they can have and passengers that they can carry. But then also, unlike in the United States and unlike in Europe, there is a very big question mark over some of these countries. And Malaysia, which is where this plane was based, one of the issues with Malaysia and other Asian countries is whether or not they actually really have the infrastructure and the knowledge and the know-how to be able to handle air traffic on the scale that it is growing. That's part of the issue here. Now, having said that, this airline, Asia Air, is a very, very good airline. It's a low-cost operator. It's based in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. It's run by a guy called Tony Fernandez, or at least he was the founder. And he has tweeted out, I noticed, in the past couple of minutes here, he's just saying, my heart is filled with sadness for all the families involved in QC 8501. On behalf of Air Asia, my condolences to all. Words cannot express how sorry I am. And he will feel that way because this has been a good airline up until this point, Doug. Yeah.
Well, there are the whole business. I have my own feelings about the quality of the aircraft being used and all that stuff. That's something for another day, a longer discussion.
Well, I mean, the thing is, this was an Airbus A320-200. Now, that's made in Toulouse in France, part of the Airbus Industry Corporation, big rival for Boeing, as you know.
Right. Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I mean, generally speaking, these aircraft are very, very robust. They can take the kind of weather that it was apparently flying through. So something else must have happened.
Well, that'll come out as further investigation takes place. John Tourette from Al Jazeera, thanks.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Do you think you'll hear today, tomorrow, and as the new year begins on Thursday?
I'll tell you, I like the original Guy Lombardi version.
Guy Lombardi?
That's my favorite.
Guy Lombardi. All right. So how many different versions? That's, by the way.
Lombardi or Lombardo?
Lombardo.
Him
Mariah
too.
Carey, her video performance of her take of Auld Lang Syne is our video of the day today at DougStefan.com. So how many different versions can you think of? Or how many versions come into your mind
just
music?
That one and now Mariah Carey.
Auld Lang Syne, AuldLangSyne, means old times past. So this is Guy Lombardo who first made this song popular.
The best one.
How many different versions of this? How many songs or how many versions or renditions of this song can we start with? All right, so after Guy Lombardo, the Beach Boys have a take on this.
Oh,
yes,
no.
The Beach Boys.
Run, Fooey.
Listen.
Acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind.
What do you think?
I think they're show offs.
Really? Forgot and days of old Lang Syne.
Let's see, what else have we got here? Chris Isaak's version of Auld Lang Syne. Susan Boyle, who's with her boyfriend in Connecticut this
day. Hey, me already.
There we go.
Harmonizing.
If it was recorded, we have it, folks. Here's Lou Rawls with his take. Lou Rawls, ladies and gentlemen.
How many people did this?
Should old acquaintance
be
forgot and never brought
So sweet.
Should old acquaintance be
Let's just be honest, he ain't Guy Lombardo.
And days of old anxiety.
All right, from the serious to the silly, Big Bad Voodoo Daddy.
Oh, that's be good. I'm watching a Lucy episode.
People are doing their New Year's resolutions. I have the top five New Year's resolutions in the poll at DougStefan.com today. Which one is yours? A, losing weight. B, quit smoking. C, exercise more. D, get a better job. E, save money. F, other. G, up a yours.
We needed all of the above. All of them and then up yours.
Tell us which one of those resolutions you're most interested in at DougStefan.com. Yesterday, how long will you keep your Christmas tree? 40% of you said through New Year's. 24% said probably another day or two. 16% said we've already taken ours down. 12% said as long as possible. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Katrina VandenHeuvel of The Nation. Coming right up, given the number of allegations against Bill Cosby, were HBO and NBC right to cancel future programs with him?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window.
And then,
somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for VandenHeuvel and Lowry. Given the number of allegations against Bill Cosby, were HBO and NBC right to cancel future programs with him?
I don't want to talk about him for NBC, but adjudicating rape accusations is a murky business for journalists. But believing Bill Cosby doesn't require you to take one person's word over another. We now have one person's word over 15 others. And ignoring the allegations, I think, if journalists ignore the allegations, it's almost tacitly accepting the proposition that all 15 women are liars.
It's a difficult one. Any time allegations are decades old and can't go into courts, it's a little murky inherently. But Katrina's right. There's so many allegations that it's really hard to ignore. And it's hard to look at him the same way. And some of these allegations are consistent with the various stories from other women, and so many women are putting their names out with these allegations, and so many of them are people who have credible public images themselves. It's just very hard to discount them.
I'm Mark Green, the host of your Both Sides Minute, today with The Nation Magazine's Katrina.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GC.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
All righty then. It's Tuesday, December 30th. I'm Doug Steffen.
Dudley. Hi, Doug.
Jennifer. And I think Meredith would like to adopt you, Jennifer. You
okay. Wanna? My parents are a little whack.
Really? And what makes you think she's not, after all, taking into account who she's
That's
living with?
That's probably why she wants to adopt me, actually.
All right. And Ken Kessler is here, so we can go through in some way, shape, or form the issues of the day. All right, it's been a while since Ebola has been in the news.
Ebola.
A health worker in Scotland... Scotland transferred to London to treat the disease. Meanwhile, people, I think yesterday, didn't I bring this up yesterday, the malaria thing?
I think I really did that.
Yeah. Okay, well, let me recount the story from yesterday.
Hold on, let me shake up my people meter. Hold on.
Okay, all right.
Okay, ready.
There are a couple of people that are suspected to have Ebola, so that grabs the headlines. All over Europe, England, health authorities describing condition as stable. She's been isolated. She's got the infectious disease of the year, or the decade, or whatever. Malaria kills how many people every year, Kenny? Did I say yesterday?
A lot.
Thousands.
Tens of thousands. Remember, I have told a story any number of times about being in Mother Teresa's hospital in Addis Ababa a number of years ago. And when I went in, I was told, I looked at these people. There were 243 people, I think, in beds in that hospital when I went in. And by the way, the hospital is one big room with everybody who has, the only people who are in, they put people in the hospital. The definition of a hospital in that part of Africa where Ebola has become the prominent problem, they have one big room, and they treat everybody in this big room.
It's kind of like my day job.
Yeah, right. Everybody's in the big room. Yeah. So, but I was told that they only put people in the hospital who are dying if you can live and make it on your own outside, then you're okay.
God,
if you get sick, they put you in the hospital because they know you're going to die because they don't know how to treat people. Or at least they didn't. This was 1990. This would have been 96 or 97.
Backwards, shouldn't it be the people they can save go to the hospital?
Well, you'd like to think that was the case. I remember looking in the faces of these people who had AIDS. They had malaria. They had other infectious diseases. I wore a mask when I went in there, and just the pathetic, sad look. But the ones who appeared most stricken were the ones who had malaria. And as Kenny said, and we were mentioning yesterday, there are tens of thousands of people who die every year. And as a matter of fact, the problem here, the story isn't these people who have been moved from one hospital to another in Scotland and England and yada yada, but the fact that there are, since 7,000 people have died of Ebola, 10 times that many people have died of malaria. And nobody's paying any attention. Matter of fact, they're taking resources away from fighting malaria to use them to fight Ebola because it's the designer disease of the year. So how would you feel?
Do you know what the symptoms are of malaria?
They're pretty easy to detect, aren't they?
Well, yeah.
Diarrhea, stomach vomiting.
It's 8 to 25 days before infection. And it's headache, fever, gastrointestinitis, retinal damage, convulsions, hemoglobin in the urine, jaundice, anemia, vomiting, joint pain, shivering.
Yeah, you bleed, and then you pretty much your body is falling apart. Falling apart.
Jeez.
So it's not a lot different than Ebola, frankly, right, in many respects, but it isn't Ebola, but it can be a death sentence. Because, especially if they don't have any facilities to take care of
it. This hits your liver, I think, which Ebola is a little different. This one seems to cause liver problems.
Yeah. So anyway, I thought I'd put that into perspective for you.
Hey.
If you haven't thought about it. Yes.
I know this is my job, but during the last 2 weeks of the year, I try to give myself a reprieve from the news cycle.
Yeah.
What happened to that lady that spilled that jar of Ebola in Atlanta? Did she ever get it?
No.
Okay, good.
I don't think so. I never heard anything.
Oh, yeah, there was a scientist. I don't know if it was a lady. I shouldn't say it was a lady, but there was a scientist.
Somebody.
Who was messing, who was in a lab and somehow could have been exposed to Ebola. I was just wondering if it ever kicked in.
But a far more important story than either of these is who done it.
Oh, I love these.
Who is it that did Sony in? There's a big cybersecurity firm called Norse, N-O-R-S-E.
It's run by Chuck Norris.
No, that's N-O-R-I, no. Norris.
He's a superhero.
Right. They have identified the insider in the hack.
Who was it?
They believe it's uncovered evidence. Not only there was one leader, but apparently six different individuals were involved in the attack. The person at Sony, who had the most extensive knowledge of the company's network and operations, may be the chief culprit here. The company has identified six people, two of whom are based in the U.S., one in Canada, one in Singapore, and one in Thailand. The list includes a former Sony veteran who worked in a technical role and was laid off. There you go.
Uh-oh.
Laid off. The person identified as Lena last week, she said she claimed to have connection to the Guardians of Peace, which is a big hacker group, took credit for the attack against Sony in a large measure. So we got a lot of leaked information, executive emails, unreleased films, limiting the interview, and so forth and so on. So one person starts it, four or five others involved. The house of cards comes crumbling down. What's the lesson here? If you don't think a big company that does billions of dollars a year in business can protect itself, what does that say about you and the information that you have on your smartphone, on your iPad, on your computer, whether it's a personal computer or whether it's a laptop, whatever it is? You, my friend, and I, and everybody else, are vulnerable as hell. That's what this says to me. So, what do you do about it? I don't know that you can do anything about it. You're at the mercy of these people and these machines. And instead of trying to separate ourselves from it, we become more dependent on them with each passing day. Walk down the street. Look at the people who are on their devices. I was in an elevator at the hospital when my grandson was born last week. There were seven people, including me, on the elevator. Six of them were on their personal devices. What kind of... What are you communicating to people? What are you... What information are you giving to them? Why do they need to know that you just went to the bathroom?
Yeah.
I just stopped in a brand new bathroom up on the seventh floor.
That's pretty snazzy.
Yeah.
Hey, look, as someone who has to go tinkle a lot, I appreciate a good recommendation. Actually, there should be a site for that. I'm sure there's an app.
There's probably an app.
All right. People in the news. Sofia Vergara is engaged.
I know. These people are way too pretty to even, like, deal.
So is she pregnant?
No, she's dating Joe Manganiello, or however the heck you say his name. I would just call him Joe.
Manganiello. He's the guy in True Blood, right?
Oh, have you seen him?
He's younger than she is.
Hey, and look, she's smoking hot. You know, well, I'm not into that sort of thing, but I'm going to tell you right now.
You're not into hot?
If I were into hot chicks, she'd be one.
Really?
She'd be on my short list of hot chicks.
Hot chicks. What about him? He'd be...
I just said. He's so hot.
What about... So is this the only reason these people are television stars? Because they're good looking?
They're too pretty not to.
Are they smart?
No, both are talented, I think.
Are they? Mm-hmm. Okay. I just sometimes wonder, when you look at the Kardashians, none of whom are attractive particularly, none of them are very smart, but who am I to say they're smart? Last year, they did a combined $68 million worth of business. I didn't do anything near that, so who's smarter? Under the circumstances. All right. It's perplexing. I have an end-of-the-year tax-saving idea for you, which I will lay on you in a few moments here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Right now, though, I want to lay on you a confirmation of shocking facts about flavored coffee. If you're drinking a cup of BuzzBox right now, you're already taken care of, so you don't have to really pay attention to this. This announcement is for people who are drinking the same garbage they have been drinking for years. Maybe this is a New Year's resolution for you to get off of, to get weaned from that horrible stuff, that gluck, that dark mud that you're drinking, and get on to the best coffee that's not flavored by anything except its own natural aroma and its own natural juices, not loaded up with additives like propylene glycol. Okay, so I want you to look at your coffee and see if it has a food additive known as propylene glycol. Then I want you to go to the nearest automotive store and pick up a gallon of antifreeze. And I want you to look at the, I know a little bit of a stretch, but I think I'll make my point here fairly well. If you look at the ingredients on the side of the gallon of antifreeze, and you look at the ingredients in most of the really bad coffees, gee, it'll be the same thing. Propylene glycol is also known as antifreeze, and it's in most of the flavored coffees that you drink. Healthy coffee. BuzzBox, bad coffee, the rest of the coffees that are around. So you like the taste? You don't really like coffee. You want to drink some vanilla stuff. Right? Why don't you just make a vanilla frap or something?
Why don't you just make a vanilla frap?
Well, BuzzBox coffee. The point
so
here.
Fancy.
Thank you. The point is you can sign up for BuzzBox coffee. Wow, look at this list of. I have 3 pages. Of new people who have signed up for BuzzBox since last month. How about that? What do you think of that, Jennifer?
I think that's cool.
See, I wish I had the list is so small, though. I can't really read. Daryl in Iola, Kansas. See if I can read some. I can't. Even though I've got the light on him here. Let's see here. Brian Etheridge in Bryceville, Florida. Hi, Brian. Carolyn Cohen in Eugene, Oregon. Hi, Carolyn. Kathleen Stuber, I believe, in Hamilton, New Jersey. Terry Burritt in, let's see here, Eveleth, Minnesota. Oh, these people, Arizona, Tennessee, California, Wisconsin, Illinois, and on it goes, Maryland. So the point here is I can go on through this list, but it's more interesting to note that people are just enjoying this so much they pass the information along. Buzzbox Coffee is the official coffee of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Go to any page of DougSteffen.com, see the orange box on the right-hand side, click onto that and order your first bag, your first pound of Buzzbox Coffee free, or call 866-456-7805. I thought this was a good thing for a Christmas gift. Still give it as a gift if you want. Why not? Why not be generous all year long? But if you haven't gotten on the bandwagon yet, maybe you start with you. Free coffee, a pound of it, open up the mailbox, and woo, you'll be blown away with the aroma, and the taste is even better. So sign up. Your coffee-loving days are going to be fulfilled by having BuzzBox Coffee. Sign up at DougSteffen.com or by dialing 866-456-7805.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Kohl's Big After Christmas Sale and Clearance is going on now, and everyone can save even more. Go to Kohl's.com to get your Yes Pass for $10 off your purchase of $30 or more, and save 50 to 70% on sweaters and fleece, 60 to 70% on sleepwear, and 50 to 60% on outerwear for the family. Plus, take 75% off trim a tree. Kohl's After Christmas Sale and Clearance is going on now. Don't miss it. Find your Yes. Kohl's. Some exclusions may apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
All right, so Jen. Jen.
Doug.
Ken. Are you ready to do your taxes?
I know. What's happening?
Taxes.
No.
All right. There's a subtle, this is for those of you who are at the end of the year trying to figure out how to save some money on your taxes. How does this work? A subtle but apparently widespread corporate practice came to light earlier this year. When the family of a deceased Walmart warehouseman in Texas learned the company had taken out a $60,000 life insurance policy on the employee, naming them as beneficiary. Companies buy policies for their top executives, but now there's a new thing afoot. Some of the huge companies are buying dead janitor policies.
Oh.
Dead janitor policies purchased in secret as a tax dodge. The dead janitor policy works in a way that companies lose the incentive to make their workplace safer if they stand to collect on employees' deaths. Walmart purchased 350,000 of these policies. 350,000. And deducted it as a tax, as a business expense. You get what I'm talking about? They had 350,000 policies on workers. The workers didn't know anything about it. But if any of them died on the, they wrote off what it cost them. I mean, think about it. This is brilliant, actually. Whoever the tax guys that figured this out, pretty smart. Some of the companies who have done this have been exposed, and the bad publicity apparently wasn't worth what their savings, their tax savings was, so it's been stopped by a number of companies, but I thought that was pretty interesting. If you work at Walmart, chances are, if you're a full-time employee, they got a life insurance policy on you, and you don't know it.
Hmm.
Purchased en masse, and they write off whatever they... Think about this for a minute. Let's say it costs... $100, what? No, maybe it's $1,000 a year, right? So that's $350 million if it's $1,000 a year and you got 350,000 employees that are on it.
Well, they have all those older people at the beginning of the story.
Well, that's another. They got a lot of old employees. Yeah. They put life insurance policies
Welcome
on.
Welcome to Walmart, son.
Right. And it's not a, it's not considered a taxable event. That is, when they get the money... For this is actually pretty damn smart.
I know, smart.
They don't. You can't tax death benefits. So, you know, this is really very smart. I wonder,
somebody's going to keel over.
All right, there you go. This is a helpful hint from the Doug Steffen Good Day program. 51 after the hour.
noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now 53 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Tech Talk time. Start with Shelley Palmer, as usual, who's going to talk with you in a minute about the new collaboration between the NFL and Facebook, where you can see game highlights, fantasy football advice, and NFL news. Ooh, that sounds pretty exciting. So that's next, as Shelley explains on Good Day.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
Let me tell you, the road is a much more relaxing place since I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance and started saving money. With that taken care of, now I can think about deep, important things. Like how come it's a pair of pants when there's only one of them? A real brain teaser. But hey, at least saving money with Geico Motorcycle is as easy as pie. What does that mean, anyway?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living. Want to catch up on the week's NFL highlights? Head over to Facebook. Facebook recently partnered up with the NFL and will begin posting game highlights, NFL news, and fantasy football advice to help its users stay on top of the latest from around the league. The partnership is a big win for Facebook because the NFL is notoriously stingy when it comes to video rights. Up to now, official game highlights could only really be found on NFL.com. Facebook video is becoming a powerful force indeed. The company has been actively courting some of YouTube's most popular content creators to try to persuade them to upload content directly to Facebook, as opposed to embedding YouTube videos. Is Facebook going to give YouTube a real run for its money? It's too soon to tell, but its team up with the NFL is a big win. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Disruptive may be just another overused buzzword, but disruptions in business like network downtime, data loss, social media abuse, and limited bandwidth are downright disruptive. For businesses large or small, Barracuda Networks offers powerful, affordable, yet easy to implement content security, application delivery, and data protection solutions, all designed to prevent disruptions and simplify IT. For an online demo or to try any of our security or storage solutions risk-free for 30 days, visit Barracuda.com/disruptive.
The history and tradition of the U.S. Army All-America Bowl is unparalleled, highlighted by a Heisman Trophy winner and more than 200 NFL players counted among the alumni of this group. Brian Osich has the details for us on an upcoming event.
On January 3rd, 2015, the U.S. Army All-American Bowl will kick off at San Antonio's Alamo Dome. Each year, 90 of the nation's top high school football stars, along with 125 top high school marching band musicians, are selected to showcase their talents before a national television audience. Joseph Adams is with the Army Marketing Research Group.
Being selected as a U.S. Army All-American is an important and prestigious honor, both for the athletes and the musicians. They've been granted the right to wear the Army colors by demonstrating their dedication to team, community, and excellence.
These elite players, like the elite team that is the U.S. Army, are paired with soldier mentors to interact throughout a variety of activities.
The U.S. Army All-American Bowl provides the Army a platform to engage local communities, support the development of America's future leaders, and allows America the opportunity to get to know the team that makes a real difference in the world, the U.S. Army.
For more, visit usarmyallamericanbowl.com.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal asking lender license. Law 50 states and law number 30.
Kenny, I thought it was interesting that China has been blamed for blocking Gmail. Apparently, it's become very popular among Chinese who want to avoid government monitoring, and now the Chinese have figured it out, so they're blocking Gmail. People criticize them for doing what we do. For what our government, right? It's the same thing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
The same thing. Microsoft, Xbox Live, and Sony's PlayStation, video gamers using them to play online, hit by connection failures on Christmas Day. Were they really, or were they hacked, Kenny?
No, they were hacked.
They were hacked. All right, so how do they recover? Story at DougStefan.com. Another annoyance for Sony. Certainly they've had their problems, but the essence of all of this, it's not clear whether this is something that was used to get at personal data or just somebody who's just screwing around. Sony said that PlayStation is still experiencing some problems, but they're getting at fixing. How do you fix this sort of thing? What goes on to fix it?
They've just got to improve security.
That's all. So Sony, generally speaking, has got to do a massive security change, it would appear. Yeah. All right. So there it is. If you're into that stuff, you'll be happy to know that it will be fixed sooner or later. 59 after the hour on today's Doug.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1980.